And this is the last time that we get together, except at two meals tomorrow and a short meeting to get awards and things like that. So look around the group and look at the people whose faces you recognize, the people that you've lived with this year. And bless your stars, you were with them, or curse them out, whatever you want to do. Some people were a damn nuisance all summer. But you bore with us through thick and thin. Other people bore with you. And in looking around and feeling it, I've always said, and I say it again, that the camp is very much like a fire. It burns and goes out, but it makes a pretty fire while it's burning, and it's nice and warm, and everybody that was here could feel the warmth of camp as it burned all summer. And I wanted you, each one of you here tonight, to put something onto this fire to more or less make it a group fire. Then we will take a flame from it and light all the candles and set them sailing across the lake in symbol of the fact that you are now going out across the distant spaces. And I would like each cabin to come up here and drop something in. You can say something if you want. You can speak or not.
These are the names of all the people in my cabin.
Early one morning while making the rounds, I took a shot of cocaine and I shot my woman down. I went right home and I went to bed. I stuck in love and poured it
in my head.
Got up next morning and I grabbed that gun. Took a shot of cocaine and a they overtook me down in Juarez, Mexico. In the hot joints. You're the dirty hack that shot your woman down. Yes, my name is Willie Lee. If you got a warrant, just read it to me. Shot her down because she made me slow. I thought I was her daddy, but she had fired me. I was arrested, I was dressed in black. They put me on a train and they took me back. Had no friend for to go my bail. They slapped my daughter carcass in the county jail. Early next morning, about a 9:30, I spied a sheriff coming down the line. Up then he coughed as he cleared his throat. He said, "Come on, you dirty hack, into that district court." Into the courtroom my trial began, where I was handled by 12 honest men. Just before the jury started out, I saw that little judge come as to look about. In about 5 minutes in walked a man, holding the verdict in his right hand. The verdict read in the first degree. I hollered, "Lordy, Lordy, have mercy on me." The judge, he smiled as he picked up his pen. 99 years in the Folsom pen. 99 years underneath that ground. I can't forget the day I shut that bad bitch down. Come on, you gotta listen unto me. Lay off that whiskey and let that cocaine be.
These words were spoken centuries before Jesus by the prophet Isaiah. And down these paths have passed the feet of many, leaving footprints, victim to the wind, for the sands of time to cover, only to make place for another footstep to fall. And upon the promise of the prophets, many generations look for the coming of the Prince of Peace, the Messiah. And many have come saying, "I am the one. It is I they speak of. It is I." And many have gone, as short-lived as their promise to fulfill these timeless prophecies. But one came by that wasn't forgotten. Never a man spoke like this man. Never a man did the things on this earth that this man did. And his words were as beautiful as his miracles. To many believers, their life's desire is to be baptized in the Jordan River as Jesus was. They kneel at the holy places, places that are holy simply because Jesus was there. They walk the way of the cross. They shout, "Praise the Lord," and they mean it. Now come along with me in the footsteps of Jesus, and I'll show you why they do.
Matthew, Mark, and Luke, and John told about Jesus on that gospel highway. Matthew, Mark, and Luke, and John told about Jesus on that gospel road. How his pillow was a stone where he laid his head. How the hungry 5,000 on the hill were fed. How the people came and listened to him, everything he said. Walking down that gospel road. The desire of ages now had finally come. Born to walk upon that gospel highway. Born of a virgin down in Bethlehem. Born to walk upon that gospel road. And life would begin at the touch of his hand. The people would listen to him throughout the land. For never a man spoke like this man. Walking down that gospel road.
Here in the peaceful countryside of Nazareth, Jesus often walked, studied, meditated, and prayed. It was here in this quiet countryside that the strength of character and patient endurance was built. Later, he would be branded by skeptics as a false prophet, by the wicked as a fool, and by the scribes and Pharisees, the keepers of the law, as a radical, as a revolutionist, as a man to be feared. For his words represented change. He knew his purpose in this world, and he knew that scripture, he knew the word. Time and again, he was to bring out the true meaning of the words of the prophets. As the word said, he gained in stature and in favor with God and man. And then one day came the voice of a man crying in the wilderness.
At the Jordan stream, the voice from the wilderness said, "Hear what I say, a Redeemer is coming, and the day is the day. I was sent to tell you now to make straight the way for him to walk upon that gospel road."
Repent, repent, repent. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. A prophet is risen up among the people now. John the Baptist, they call him. And the Pharisees and the elders of the temple ask him if he was the Christ, if he was the Messiah, or if he was one of the prophets. And he answered them, "No, I am the forerunner. I was sent to tell you that the Son of God is coming now." And this is the minute that John the Baptist was born. Behold, the Lamb of God, which takes away the sins of the world. Should baptize me. And Jesus said again, "Baptize me, John."
John the Baptist said, when I baptized him, I looked and I saw the Holy Spirit descending like a dove from heaven, and I bear record then that the Son of God had come. And led by the Holy Spirit, he entered the wilderness, as he had often gone along and prayed, meditated, studied scriptures. Now comes the battle of light against darkness. That big fight between Jesus and the devil. The devil would try to claim him as one of his own to keep him from his divine purpose. Surely as he would lose, Jesus was as sure of his purpose in this world. The devil tempted him. And he said, if you have the power of God, turn these stones to bread. Jesus said, the devil said, follow me, Jesus. Jesus said, get behind me, Satan. And he showed him all the riches of the world, all the great kingdoms. Took him up on a high pinnacle. And he said, all the power of this has been given to me to give to you. If you'll follow me, Jesus. Jesus said, it is written. Shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shall thou serve.
keep it at the Rainbow's Inn. I never think of money, I think of milk and honey, grinning like a Cheshire cat. I focus on the pleasure, something I can treasure. Can you picture that? Can you picture that? I got you now. Really nothing to it. Anyone can do it. It's easy and we all know how. Now begins a changing, mental rearranging. Nothing's really where it's at.
Daddy Eiffel Tower is holding up a flower. I gave it to a Texas cat.
Fact is there's nothing out there you can't do. Yeah, even Santa Claus believes. Can you picture that? All of us are winning, picking and a grinning, loaded but a love to jam.
Jelly belly giggling, dancing and a wiggling, honey, that's the way I am.
I lost my heart in Texas, Northern Lights of Texas, I keep it underneath my hat.
Welcome to the jungle. Yeah. coming. Nothing's going to harm you now. Na 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 na.
We'll be right back. Really?